Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn the Chaf Vav of Maseches Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include the sources for the distinctions between Shem Beregel and Karen. The question of Regel should dross al gavei tinik b'chatzar anizik, mahu should the shalom kaifer. For sure, trample the child to death in the nizik's property. Does the owner also pay kaifer for Regel as for Karen or not? The Mishnah's halacha of Adam Mu'ud La'olam, bein shegi, bein mezid, bein or, bein yashin. A person is always fully liable for damage he causes, regardless of whether it was intentional or non-intentional, whether he was awake or asleep. However, nezik in arba dvarm loy. For injuring a person b'shegig, he's liable only for the damages, but not for the other four losses, tsar, ripu, shevis, ubeishis, which apply only b'mezid, but not b'shegig. The Gemara describes additional cases of nizki adam, in which one is chayiv only for nezik, but not for the dalad varm. The distinctions in the concept of b'shegig, if a person committed an action unintentionally. Regarding nizakin, a shegig is not liable for dalad varm if he did not intend to do the action that caused the hezik. Regarding Shabbos, a shegig is chayiv chatas only if the malacha was also a malachas machshevis, and that b'neskaven lost his malacha. He did intend to do this action, but he was a shegig in that kisavar shayim chayil a malacha zumuteres. He assumed that today was not Shabbos or that this malacha was permissible. Regarding galus, a person goes to the ir miklat if he killed someone b'shegig, only heichad ahava le'yidiyim mi'ikara, if he initially was aware of the circumstances that caused the death. Le'inyan shein va'ayin, if a person blinded his eved kanani b'shegig, there is a machlekes whether the eved becomes free or not.